I'm Paul Coleman, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Acts 11 opens with the Apostle Peter being confronted and criticized by people in the church whom he greatly respected. As we read in verses 1 through 3, the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles had welcomed God's message also. When Peter went up to Jerusalem, those who stressed circumcision argued with him, saying, "You visited uncircumcised men and ate with them." There will always be critics. That's life. The important thing is knowing how to cope with criticism in the spirit of Christ. Christ in you gives you a whole new approach to coping with critics. In this case, Peter was criticized by some Jewish Christians in Jerusalem who were known as the group or party of the circumcision. This group believed in Jesus as their Messiah, but they also believed that salvation required living according to the laws of Moses as a sign of genuine conversion. What was their complaint against Peter? "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." And they could claim biblical grounds for their criticism. Leviticus 11:26 states, "Every animal that has a split hoof, not completely divided, or that does not chew the cud, is unclean for you. Whoever touches the carcass of any of them will be unclean." So to their thinking, since Gentiles eat food that is unclean according to Scripture, eating with Gentiles would make a Jew unclean. Like Jonah of the Old Testament, these members of the circumcision group were angry that the gospel was being offered to non-Jews, and angry that these dirty Gentiles would embrace the gospel as their own, and they let their opinion be known to Peter in no uncertain terms. No one likes being criticized. We get defensive because it hurts. But the Scripture teaches us to put away our emotional defensiveness and to give an apt or appropriate reply instead. Proverbs 15:23 says, "A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word." In verses 4 through 17 of Acts 11, Peter gives his critics an apt reply. Guided by the Spirit, Peter understood that his Jewish brothers in Christ deserved an explanation. They hadn't shared his experience of the vision on the rooftop in Acts chapter 10, nor had they shared his experience when the Spirit came upon Cornelius and his household. It was also appropriate because Peter had been in their shoes not long before. He had been the one objecting to eating unclean food. He had been the one the Lord had to convince to put aside the restrictions of the law. Peter understood the difficulty his Jewish brothers were having. So Peter responded in the Spirit and gave his critics an appropriate, honest reply. "The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them," he says in verse 12. Honesty is not guaranteed to win a debate. Sometimes honesty can get you deeper into trouble. Nevertheless, answering criticism with grace and truth means that your adversaries have to argue with the facts, not opinion. Peter explained how he had been directed by the Spirit of God to put aside the ceremonial requirements of the law in order to fulfill the purpose for which the law had been given, as Jesus had taught his followers. Peter had been taught by Jesus and directed by the Spirit that he could no longer consider non-Jewish people to be unclean. Rather, he was to embrace them and offer them the same gift of salvation in Jesus Christ that had already been offered to the Jews. Those who criticized Peter were trying to squeeze the gospel of salvation into the confines of the letter of the law. But look at Peter's response in verses 15 through 17. "As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?" When we respond to criticism in the Spirit, God can use that to bring about redemptive results, as we see in verse 18. "When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, 'So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life. God uses criticism, justified or false, to shape us into the image of His Son. Many who had criticized, tortured, and crucified Jesus were eventually brought to glory through Jesus' suffering. So it is with you and me. It's not about proving who is right or wrong. It's about people responding to Christ in us. Today's Daily Thread has been presented by Paul W. Coleman of Along the Way Ministries. Please check us out at atwministries.org. This is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of Zephyr Hills Alliance Church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.